You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Jimmy Vielkind reports in Politico New York that Joe Prococo and Elaine Caloyeros, two high-ranking officials in New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, were charged September 22nd by federal agents with extortion and rigging bids as part of the administration's economic development efforts. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara unsealed an 80-page complaint against the two officials. Prococo, the complaint alleges, needed money for a large mortgage and, quote, squeezed companies with pending business before the state to pay him and his wife, end quote, according to the charges. Prococo's attorney suggested the charges against him were based on non-credible witness testimony, similar to a fraud charge against former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, which the Supreme Court vacated. An attorney for SUNY Poly President Caloyeros did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but has previously denied any wrongdoing by Caloyeros. At a press conference September 22nd announcing the charges, Bharara was asked if Cuomo was under suspicion and said, quote, "At this moment, no, that's all I'm going to say," end quote. Read the full story in Politico, New York. On the first day of fall, New York State released its second fall foliage report, saying, quote, "In the Catskills region, foliage spotters reporting from Catskill and Greene County expect up to 10 to 15% color change by the weekend. Look for hints of muted red and yellow in the higher peaks where the maples are just beginning to change. In Ulster County, look for up to 20% change in the Saugerties area with mostly gold and yellow leaves, along with some bright red ones. In the Kingston area, 10% color change is expected. Delaware County spotters project 15% change with touches of muted red and gold leaves. Some isolated trees have completely changed color," end quote. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' political organization, Our Revolution, endorsed Democrat Sarah Nicoli September 20th in her campaign for the 46th state Senate district seat held by Republican George Amador. Nicoli, the Palatine town supervisor in Montgomery County and former executive director of the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State, is one of three New York candidates Our Revolution has backed. Zephyr Teachout, a Democrat seeking the 19th congressional district seat, and a Long Island Democrat running for the state assembly are the other two backed by the organization Sanders founded. The 46th state Senate district includes Greene County. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Shannon Sweeney reports in the Albany Business Review that Michael O'Sullivan resigned as Rensselaer County Regional Chamber of Commerce president just 8 months after taking the position. He would only cite personal reasons for the resignation, as the former publisher of the Troy Record and the Saratogian gave the press few details. Kate Ollier, the director of member engagement and business development for the council, will be interim president. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.